Welcome to the Soul Science Nutrition Podcast, where you'll discover that when it comes to your health, you're so much more powerful than you've been led to believe. And now, your host. She's a holistic nutrition and lifestyle coach, chef, author, and yogi, Christine Okezie.
Hello, and welcome to the Soul Science Nutrition Podcast. I'm Christine Okezie. Thanks so much for listening today. So one of the issues that I'm seeing in my coaching work these days is apprehension and anxiety about COVID reentry. I mean, you know, we all found ways, right, to adapt to the lockdowns and limitations, and we hunkered down at home. And over the past year, that lifestyle has really become quite safe and predictable, especially in light of the chaos and the unknown. And now, well, we're faced with negotiating yet another unprecedented change, re-entry. For some folks, it's about the fear of being out in public prematurely, when the pandemic is still clearly a threat, and fear of getting the virus or even spreading the virus still exists. For others, it's about the whole next level of uncertainty, of what normal life will look like. Again, after all, COVID has changed every aspect of our lives, perhaps forever. The way we work, eat, shop, connect, even the way we dress. I mean, for those of us who were very fortunate to be able to shelter in place, well, we took sweatpants and loungewear to a whole new level. Who are we kidding? I mean, I don't know about you, but the thought of wearing pants with zippers and buttons feels like, well, why would I ever want to do that again? But COVID reentry might also be bringing up some other things. So maybe over the past year, you've realized how much you actually were an introvert at heart. And this time of being hunkered down or, you know, this slower pace of life has actually lessened feelings of anxiety. And the thought of resuming the pre-COVID life, the pre-COVID pace of life, might actually be triggering for you. And of course, I've seen, you know, there's feelings of frustration or regret that comes with thoughts like, well, I should have used the lockdown more productively. You know, those I shoulds start to creep up. I should have used the time to get more fit, to cook, to eat healthier, etc. And in the same vein, perhaps reentry is stirring up all kinds of body insecurities that come sort of with that dread of beach season, but only now 10 times worse because we're beating ourselves up for a year of pandemic weight gain. And, you know, the sweatpants thing. But so maybe there's this all too familiar desperation of I have to lose weight now before we open up this summer or else. And that can be certainly draining and consuming and worry provoking. However, the COVID reentry jitters are showing up for you. The truth is that it's been a trying year for all of us. We've had our share, a wide-ranging share of traumas and re-traumas. We've all had not so great coping mechanisms around food, alcohol, internet addiction. I mean, we're all trying to find our sea legs to varying degrees. So the first thing we want to do to ease the COVID reentry is to acknowledge that any and all the feelings that we have are normal, real, and totally okay, and shared by so many. After all, avoidance or getting stuck in that self-criticism about the reality of your circumstances will only take a much bigger toll on your health. Now more than ever is a time to practice self-compassion. As we all know, there's been an explosion of research into self-compassion just in the last decade, and it shows those who practice self-compassion, that is, when we learn to speak to ourselves like a good friend who's having a really rough time. You know, when we're able to mindfully observe our pain, when we can see it for what it is without exaggerating it, but rather allowing us to take a wiser and a more objective perspective on ourselves and our situation. Well, those who practice this kind of self-kindness show that they have greater well-being overall, that they can experience better physical health, stronger emotional resilience, and certainly less anxiety and depression. Because when we practice self-compassion, we can neutralize that fight, flight, freeze stress response in the body. the stress chemistry changes and oxytocin and endorphins are released. And this helps tremendously with feelings of safety and insecurity. It's really all about strengthening and soothing our nervous system. Now, as we prepare for this big change, now would be a perfect time to find some tools to practice being in the present moment, to keep our mind from wreaking havoc, catastrophizing, fueling fear or insecurities. Mindfulness, that is bringing non-judgmental attention to and awareness of the present moment, can help reduce symptoms of anxiety. We bring awareness to what we can control and what we can't control. And when we acknowledge that the things that we have 100% control over are simply our thoughts, emotions, actions, and reactions, it helps lighten the load. This is where meditation, conscious breathing, and yoga are powerful or have been powerful lifesavers during the lockdown, and they continue to be equally potent tools as we endeavor to navigate another wave of transition and change. I can't emphasize enough that we need to make time for stillness and connect to our inner guidance every day. Our nervous system, it loves rhythm and routine. So erratic eating, erratic sleeping is going to deplete our life force energy, disrupt those key hormones that affect our mood, our mental clarity, and metabolism. It adds to the stress that we're feeling in the body and the mind. So now is the time to recommit to some consistency in our schedule, consistency around mealtimes and our sleep routines. I call it getting your biology on your side. And I believe it to be fundamental to stabilizing ourselves amidst the inevitable uncertainty. In fact, there's a central principle in the yogic tradition called sadhana, which translates basically as daily spiritual practice. But sadhana is your personal self-enrichment. It's the main tool that you use to work on yourself, to find clarity, meaning, and purpose in your life. When I work with clients, helping them establish a regular sadhana, a consistent daily practice of self-care, preferably in the morning at the beginning of the day, it's a powerful way to take control of their health and their life on all levels, physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual. So whether that's a few minutes of simple conscious breathing, maybe a couple yoga stretches, maybe some journaling, a gratitude practice, or even, you know, inspirational reading. All forms of meditation, for example. This is about making a commitment to connect with our inner guidance system every day so that our decisions, that our choices and actions stem from this wise center of our being. Taking this time to set a calm foundation within ourselves, anchoring our energy, is what will give us the mental caliber to face whatever life has in store for us. See, what we're looking to do is create lifestyle habits that sustain the meditative mind. And these yogic tools, these contemplative practices, they help center our life force energy, our prana. We bring the prana into our central nervous system, into the center of our being, which helps change the mind's habitual tendency towards worry. We use the body and the breath to bypass the thinking mind, and all of a sudden we can experience more calm. The mind feels calmer, the body relaxes, and the ego relaxes. That noisy voice inside of our heads quiets, and we can show up with greater confidence, the greater confidence that comes from having more clarity and more discernment and more inner trust. Now, for many, the anxiety about reentry perhaps is a little more subtle. There's something else that feels unsettled and we can't quite figure it out. Or maybe we actually have. And what I'm referring to is the process of integrating any deep self-realizations that we've had during this very strange and difficult period. the recognition that there are many things about our pre-pandemic lives that really weren't working for us. COVID removed many of the circumstances that defined our lives. Schools, jobs, families, activities, groups, friends, etc. It was the ultimate pattern interrupt in our habitual living. And while it's certainly been painful, for some, it's provided an opportunity to reevaluate how we engage with life. It's been a timeout from a system that may no longer give us the same level of energy or satisfaction that it once did. Or maybe now that we can see with such greater clarity, was really an obstacle to our growth and our well-being. So if there's apprehension and a feeling out of sorts, as the world opens up, you might lean into that discomfort and notice a space for genuine, compassionate self-discovery. To look carefully at the ways of being, attitudes, perspectives, societal norms, and assess whether or not they serve who you've become this past year. As you do, you might discover that it's time to see all the things that you give your energy to, your job, your volunteer activities, your relationships. You might see all these things through fresh eyes. Be honest with yourself and get the support you need to plan your transitions. Because now's the time to dig deep, deep within for courage to honor your true self, to answer that inner knowing, take heed of the whispers of your soul, and connect with those in your life who are actually willing to champion your personal growth and evolution. Who knows, my friends? This really strange time might be exactly the healing life changes you've been waiting for. A beautiful quote that captures this spirit is from Oscar Wilde. There are moments when one has to choose between living one's own life fully, entirely, completely, or dragging out some false, shallow, degrading existence that the world in its hypocrisy demands. I hope that's helpful, my friends, and thanks for listening. Stay safe and be well.